St. John gives us an account of Jesus in the temple. Notice that Jesus calls the same place my Father's house. And here's the main conflict and the central theme of the gospel on this third Sunday of Lent. What is going on in the temple is not appropriate for the Father's house. We see Jesus in another gospel passage describe himself as humble and meek of heart, making a whip of thick cords and cracking hard against the tables, overturning them, spilling everything, and shouting, "Stop making my Father's house a marketplace," is a contrast from a description of himself as meek and humble of heart. The money changers, we're told by scripture scholars, were there because the people had to pay a temple tax or a collection for the sacrifices that were carried out each day. The Jewish people would have come from all over and all had to use the Roman coins with Caesar's image on it. Now, Caesar was considered a god by the Romans, so the Jewish people had to exchange the Roman coinage for imageless temple money in order to have it acceptable as an offering. That was understandable. But there was gouging going on, the exorbitant exchange rates, the taking advantage of the pilgrims that got to Jesus. Much like after a natural disaster when supply and demand raises the prices of lumber and water and generators and other matters we've seen. And in the holiest places, the temple had become, as someone once said, a mall of ATM machines, nothing but a circle of noise and distractions. Now, 7 centuries before this account, the prophet Isaiah declared God's scorn for such temple activity. "It is mercy, not sacrifice, that I desire," but the prophet Isaiah reported to his people the words of God. This incident tells us something about Jesus and something about ourselves. Stop and think, what angers us? Anger can be dangerous, as we saw in the riots and destruction during the summer. Some have argued that mass murders take place because of a combination of anger and mental illness. But some anger, what we might call righteous anger, leads to reform and betterment, and that is respectable. But anger that leads to revenge is sinful. An example might be that of the husband who asks his wife, "When I get mad at you, you never fight back. How do you control your anger?" And she responds, "I clean the toilets." And he asked, "Well, how does that help?" And she said to her husband, "I use your toothbrush." Now, we see in that revenge, not righteous anger. Again, the question for us today is, what angers us and what does not? Lent is a time, as we know, for personal reflection and to ask ourselves some basic questions in light of the gospel and our Catholic Christian faith. College students who might be up late at a party when they are in impersonal learning and then miss a test the next day and may be angry about that, that's not what we're talking about. Anger that looks at injustice or people being taken advantage of or being targeted, that leads to righteous anger. Stealing and taking advantage of people who have no ability to ask for help is wrong. Think of all the scams that take place against senior citizens. So again, we ask ourselves, what gets us angry? Are we just disgusted and we complain, or we move to action? We don't get angry at ourselves for selfishness and not helping our brothers and sisters or family members, yet we should. Is the anger we have because of petty jealousies and what they call the drama at work or home? Are we angry that God is not in the top 10 priorities of our life once we leave Mass? Again, Lent is the Church's official time, we might say, to get angry with that which is wrong in our lives, not to lead to violent or destructive behavior, but to want to change things. And as one day of recollection for priests that I attended many years ago offered, I think it's something that might be helpful to us today. Maybe some suggestions in the second half of Lent. Number one, we should love the things that are worth loving. That is others. We don't need to get caught up in the latest of cell phones or purchases, but the things that are worth loving: God, our family, our faith, and our friends. Perhaps we need to remember what is first in our life. Jesus said, "Seek the kingdom of God and everything else will be added to you." Of course, that means the Eucharist. Now, we're blessed here in Eastern Washington to be able to attend Mass in person, but we know that hasn't been the case with so much of our nation. The third is to work on our spiritual life. Each of us are beloved sons and daughters of God, made in His image and likeness, and we need to treat others accordingly. It is not easy. And as you heard me say many times before, we're not asked to like everybody, but to love, that is, to want what's his best. The fourth is especially important today, to strive to have integrity, to be men and women of our word. There are no moral shortcuts. Nothing comes from cheating and dishonest behavior. Jesus tells us to seek the truth, and the truth will set us free. And so we must strive not to do anything to get ahead at the expense of our own soul. Now, sadly, we know this has happened in the church, and we still don't know how many members of the hierarchy own their position to Mr. McCarrick's influence. And finally, we need to do something that benefits our community. I think specifically the St. Vincent de Paul Society. Last month, I was in Pasco, and there in the town of Pasco, the St. Vincent de Paul Society operates a food bank and a clothing store that benefits hundreds of people in that area. The St. Vincent de Paul Society is often very small. It doesn't seek recognition or government funding. Men and women are sent out two by two, much like the first disciples, benefiting a community regardless of one's faith. If we do this, we'll begin to see where we live as the Father's house. Again, on this third Sunday of Lent, let us seek to love that which is worth loving, put God and others first, work on our spiritual life, praying each day, "God, I give this day to you." Strive to be men and women of personal integrity and truth, and get involved in doing something for our parishes and our community. If we do this, we will be able to turn our world into the Father's house. Let us stand to profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father, through him all things were made. For our sin and for our salvation he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate, he suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken to the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess with baptism for the forgiveness of sins. I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and life for the world to come. Amen. We trust now that our loving Father hears the needs as this community gathers in faith.
For Pope Francis, as he travels on pilgrimage to Iraq, that God will keep him safe and that his journey will bring greater peace and harmony to that nation, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our country, that we may become more united in fostering mutual respect and the common good, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in vocations to the priesthood and consecrated life, We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are sick, especially those suffering from COVID, that they may regain their good health and be reunited with their families, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That our people may come to see the great value to be found in the sacrament of penance, and that we may all receive this sacrament, which is the greatest sign of God's mercy toward us, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We now pause for a few moments for you to pray for your own intentions.
Loving Father, as we gather in your house of prayer, we offer this Mass for the intentions of the cathedral parishioners and of all the faithful of Eastern Washington as we pray. Loving God, our Father, you sent us your Son, the divine physician, to heal our bodies and our souls. In this time of anxiety and powerlessness, we beg you to eradicate the COVID-19 plague. Grant healing to those who are suffering, preserve the health of those who are well, and strengthen our ability to trust in your providential guidance. Hear the prayers which we humbly bring to you, trusting in the prayers of Our Lady, Health of the Sick. Prepare our hearts to receive the most holy Eucharist, our medicine for immortality. As we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Saint Jean Gabriel Ferbois, pray for us. Live Jesus in our hearts forever. Pray, my brothers and sisters, in my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Be pleased, O Lord, with these sacrificial offerings, and grant that we, who beseech pardon for our own sins, may take care to forgive our neighbor through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For by your gracious gift each year, your faithful await the sacred Paschal feasts with the joy of minds made pure, so that more eagerly intent on prayer and on the works of charity and participating in the mysteries by which they've been reborn, they may be led to the fullness of grace that you bestow on your sons and daughters. Now with angels and archangels and saints in heaven, the hosts and powers, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we now acclaim. You therefore, Almighty Father, we bless through Jesus Christ, your Son, who comes in your name. He himself is the Word.